Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Michelle Stewart. Michelle is a sophomore at Central College. And Michelle, I understand that you're not just heading up an event that happens on a regular basis at Central. You've actually come up with your own event to run, and it's going on this weekend. It's an Eco Fair. What can you tell us about the Eco Fair this weekend?
The Eco Fair is my idea from when I attended the Clinton Global Initiative in Miami, Florida last spring. We had to come up with a commitment to action, and I decided to put together an Eco Fair for Pella. I go to Central, and I just have been really excited to be really involved in the environmental initiatives on campus. And so when I was thinking about what I wanted to do, I decided that I wanted to educate the kids, college students, and adults of Pella all about the eco initiatives going on at Central and in the Pella community, because I think a lot of that's kind of hidden from a lot of eyes and stuff. So I really wanted to bring that out and showcase it for one day.
Sure. When people come to this event, what are some of the exhibits, some of the displays, some of the things that they can look forward to experiencing and learning?
Yeah, there's actually a lot of stuff going on that day. We have a whole room full of different booths of organizations and businesses in the community and other surrounding areas that are going to be talking with people about what they're doing in their businesses to like make homes greener, or to like some of them are nonprofits, so people can get involved with them. We also have educational seminars going on. There's four of them, and they're about different topics. One's about how to start an organic garden, one's about how to can the produce that you grow, one's about how to cook with fresh produce, because I know it's kind of difficult sometimes to come up with fun and interesting meals with fresh produce. And the last one is about just simple ways to green your life. And so I'm actually really excited to hear what they have to say in that one.
Okay.
Another thing going on is that we are having tours of Central's LEED-rated buildings, mm-hmm. because I know a lot of people in Pella see them every day, but they don't actually know what's going on in them that's so great and why they got this huge award. So we're having a couple tours of those buildings. And for kids' activities, we actually have a lot of really fun stuff going on. This past month, kids in the entire community have actually been doing posters for a poster contest. The theme is your image of a green/clean world and what that looks like. And I just actually picked up more than 200 posters from the elementary and junior high schools yesterday. So that's going to be a big undertaking to get those all judged, but kids will be able to win prizes, first and second and third prizes for each age division. All the kids that participated will be given a water bottle, and their names are being put in for a free bike.
Very
so
cool.
That's really cool for kids. And there's also going to be a kids' activity room with four or five really fun crafts that are environmentally friendly crafts. And Pella Wildlife Company will actually be there with their small animal ambassadors. So kids can play with animals, kind of like, I think they may be bringing a hedgehog or like some frogs and stuff like that. So kids can kind of get their hands dirty and play with some animals too.
All right. So, as you said, a lot of stuff going
yes.
on. And when you were putting all this together, did you have some sort of support staff? You've got local students involved, local businesses involved, all sorts of things. What was the process like in getting all these groups together to put on this fair?
It's kind of been a gradual thing. It really started out at first just being about the local businesses. And then I kind of just started thinking, like, I really want to get the kids involved, because kids, you have so much fun with this kind of stuff, and they're so interested in it, and especially my generation and the younger generation, and so it grew from there. At the beginning of the semester, I'm a member of Sustain, which is an environmental group on Central's campus, and I presented the idea to that group, and I had a couple people who were really interested in helping with that. That group has professors, faculty, and students on it, and even people from the community. And so I've been working with a couple key people in that group to get some of this done. I must admit, I didn't take on as many helpers as I should have. Like, I should have delegated a little more, because I'm doing a lot of work, but I'm having such a good time doing it. I'm learning a lot about how events like this are put on and
sure.
all that goes into them, and it's impressive. So,
And getting all this set up, have you found it easy to cooperate with area businesses and folks in Pella to help put this on, gotten some support from them?
Oh, yeah. It's been actually really it's really been really easy. I've had a great response from businesses in the community that we contacted. Pella Corp, their Rural Screen Foundation, is actually helping to fund the event, so they've been really helpful. And the kids have been really great. I was literally expecting to get 50 posters, maybe, but we got over 200, and they're all really excited. Like, I talked to one of the art teachers, and she said that when the kids heard the name Central College, they got really excited, and some of them just really wanted that water bottle, so they definitely got into it. And I flipped through the posters last night, and they all look really great, so I'm really excited to get to look through them more.
What's the judging process like for the posters?
I don't know yet. Is that okay to say? I'm not sure yet, because we have to divide them up by age division,
sure.
And we're going to look through them all, and we have to actually write down the names of each kid in their school, and so we can randomly choose one for the bike drawing. But we're just going to kind of do each and every age division and then narrow them down until we get to the top three. And the top three, the first prize for each age division will get a prize of the equivalent of like $30, and it's 30, 20, and 15 for second and third.
Cool.
Yeah.
Excellent activity for them to get involved in.
Mm-hmm.
What is something that you would like for, if there's maybe an overarching message that you'd like people to take from this, or perhaps you've developed a slogan or a motto for this event?
No slogan or motto, I guess, but I just kind of want people to see how simple it is to get involved in this kind of stuff. And it doesn't have to be a huge, like, house remodeling undertaking. Like, you can start a small garden plot in your backyard, and it's still something. Everyone can take those little steps to change, and I think that each little step is more important sometimes even than, like, the bigger ones. So I just want to give people the knowledge to be able to take those steps if they're interested, or even if they're not quite ready yet, just to kind of give them the information for the future in case they ever decide that they are ready.
Okay. And just so that everyone knows and can mark it in their calendars, the date and time for the event?
Yep, it's Saturday, April 9th, from 9 to noon at the Graham Conference Center on Central's campus.
All right, and free and open to the public, and lots of great stuff to do and learn.
Yep, you can even, adults can win a free bike too. They can put their name in for a free bike drawing from Iowa Bike and Fitness. So.
All right.
Yep.
Great. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thank you.
It.